Yeah, take it. Hey, I was in the middle of something. Now what am I gonna do? Gotta act professional. I got summoned. I need to make a deal. I need to be professional despite being busy. So, what do you need? What do you want? You summoned me here. I'm assuming you're wanting to make a deal despite me being very busy. So, what is it? Are you in love with someone and they aren't in love with you? Are you trying to lose your V card? Ooh, maybe you want your partner to be kinkier. That one is always my favorite. I love leading an innocent down the path of depravity. So, what is it, little human? A servant of lust? You realize we aren't like succubi or incubi, right? Like, it's totally sweet that you want to be one of us, really. You are quite cute, if I do say so myself. Something about you just makes me want to drag you down to the pits of hell and corrupt you myself. Turn you into my personal pet, you know? But getting back to the topic, do you understand exactly what you're asking for? Like, do you get what you're getting yourself into by wanting to be a servant of lust? We don't just do whatever we want. Asmodeus tells us what to do, and then we do it. At the end of the day, we belong to Asmodeus, and we do as they desire. Most people who get turned into servants of lust, well, to put it politely, it's part of their eternal damnation, you know? They were a shitty person in life, and they died, and they went to hell, and this is kind of what they gotta do for all of eternity. I've never met someone who would want to do this willingly. You understand that you are consensually damning yourself to an eternity of servitude on your own free will. Oh, is this maybe a kink thing? Fuck, do I love the mortal world? Ever since the invention of the internet, you folks have only gotten kinkier and kinkier. Fuck yeah, let's do it! So the way this works is, and let me double check the book. Asmodeus is the demon lord of lust. You already knew that. Bum, bum, bum. Lust is only second to pride. Huh, whatever. Bum. The difference between demons and devils. Boring. Here it is. If a human wishes to give up their soul willingly, they must first prove, ooh, did not read that right, that they are worthy of serving one of the demon lords of hell. This is an honor to not be taken lightly. If the devil that accepts their soul fails to teach them the ropes, the devil is demoted and the human is enslaved. Fuck me. That doesn't sound fun for either of us. Is there anything else? Boring legal shit. Here, this is what I was looking for. The hierarchy for us servants of lust. So you see my finger? I'm here, right up here. I'm not super high up, like I'm not in charge, but I'm also not on the lowest tier either. I am in the middle, which I am very happy with. It's enough responsibility to be fun, but it's not so much that I'm overwhelmed, you know? But according to the text, if I get your soul and I properly train you up, I will be promoted. But if I fail, I'll be demoted. I don't want that. You, as a human who consensually is giving themselves over to Asmodeus on your own free will, and yes, you will have to sign a blood contract if I decide to accept you, will be starting at one level below those who enter through the regular route of damnation. That's kind of funny. You're doing it consensually, but you're lower than me. While you are not technically my slave, because we are all technically servants of Asmodeus and we obey him, you would belong to me completely. You would be lower than low. Basically, in layman's terms, You would be my bitch, and I would get to do whatever the fuck I wanted to you until you got promoted. That's how it works with Asmodeus, at least. I'm not sure how it works with people like Belial. He seems like a nice dude, but I've been pledged to Asmodeus for like 300 years now, and I am very comfortable with my position, if I say so myself. I would be willing to take you on as my bitch slash apprentice if you can prove to me that you deserve it. Alright. Do you want to hear my proposal? You are going to get yourself off in front of me. I can't exactly step out of this trap that you summoned me into. See, you didn't do your research properly, and now I'm stuck here in this salt line thing. But if you erase a line, I'm back in hell and you're shit out of luck. Which is fine. It's totally fine. This is going to be a test to see how well you listen. After all, if you're going to be my bitch, you need to do whatever I say without any hesitation, even if it's embarrassing. Shame, humiliation, embarrassment, all those emotions like that category, they don't have a place in lust. So, undress completely. Come on, I don't have all day. The fact that you're hesitating already shows me that maybe you don't have what it takes. Maybe you just think you want to be a servant of lust, but you don't actually deserve it. You don't have the balls. So now either strip from me, or, I guess, erase the salt line. It doesn't have to be sexy. Just get naked. I don't know what you were so embarrassed about. You have a sexy body. And when you're in lust, you won't be allowed to cover it, so nudity is something you should probably get used to. I'm sure you've noticed mine by now. So, what I want you to do is take your hand and lightly graze it along your neck. Yeah, like that. Just a few fingers. I want you to imagine that it's my hand you're feeling, touching you. If you touched my skin as you are now, it would probably burn you. Too hot for a human to handle. But take that hand that's grazing your neck and like tickling it and move it down over your chest. Don't touch anything yet, just move it. Really feel the movements. I want you to feel yourself. Try to make me want you. Part of being a servant of lust is embracing how sexy you naturally are. Being hot and getting other people to want to fuck you. Teasing is kind of a huge part of that. Good, good. You're doing very good. Now you can rub your nipples a bit. Just harden them until they're little buds. Feel the cool autumn air against your bare flesh. You're being so fucking naughty and it feels good, doesn't it? To let go of those inhibitions and just be a total slut. Maybe you do have what it takes to be my good little bitch. Run your hands up and down your torso now. Yeah. Feel every inch of your skin underneath your hands. Go on. Make some noises. Move your hips. Feel yourself and try to seduce me. Come on. I know you want to. I know you want to seduce one of Asmodeus's personal devils. It's the only way you're going to make it. You wanted this. You wanted to prove to me you have what it takes. Now run your hands back up and over your chest. Play with your nipples again. I want them to look sensitive and feel even more so. Yeah. And that's it. Fuck. You look gorgeous. Making my clit pulse like that. Fucking hell. Run your hands down your torso. Don't take them off your skin, but reach between your legs for me. I want to see how turned on you are. Yeah, that's a good bitch. You like this, don't you? The attention, putting on a show, being watched. You're enjoying this. So fucking sexy. You don't have permission to touch yourself yet. Instead, I want you to ghost over your most sensitive parts and go straight to your thighs. The tease is part of the fun of it. Don't pout. You want to be good and do what I say, don't you, little bitch? Yeah. Yeah, of course you do. Now dig your nails into your thighs. Leave little crescent moons. Mark yourself for me as mine. That's good. I'm doing so good for me. Look at you, so fucking hot. Now release and move your hands and start touching yourself. Slowly. I don't want you coming anytime soon. We want this to last, don't we? The longer you last, the more proud of you I will be. You want to make me proud, don't you? Oh, I know you do. And if you keep following my instructions so well, keep obeying me like a good bitch, then you're going to make me proud. You're going to get what you want, to be a servant of lust, and being composed exclusively of carnal pleasure. Someone that seeks it out as a way to worship your demon lord. If I take you on, I am risking demotion and you are risking enslavement. You don't want that, do you? You don't want to fail me and have me demoted, right? You want to serve me, serve Asmodeus. That way you can keep feeling this good. You can be allowed to feel this pleasure. Good bitches get to touch themselves, and you're my good bitch, right? Touching yourself exactly how I tell you to? Yeah. That's it. Just like that. Oh, so good for me. Yeah. Speed it up a bit. Not that fast. Just a smidge. Good. Good. I love how obedient you are. It's very promising. It's also really fucking hot when a human knows their place. Now slow down. Oh, even more than that. Oh, I know, you don't want to. But this isn't about what you want. This is about proving that you have what it takes. A good servant puts their own wants aside in order to please others. As a servant of lust, that is what you are supposed to do. Make others give in to their sinful desires. And if you get off in the process, that's great, but that is not the goal. The goal is to corrupt those around you because you have already been damned. I mean, touching yourself at a devil's instructions? That's pretty blasphemous. Even if you don't pass this test, how are you sure that this one little interaction hasn't damned you to hell for all of eternity? Maybe you'll end up serving Lucifer or Beelzebub. Wouldn't that be ironic? You try to get with Asmodeus, and you end up enslaved to Lucifer. What a cruel twist of fate that would be. I would find it so entertaining that your hubris got the best of you, and you end up enslaved to another instead of Asmodeus. Good. Speed up again for me. Not that fast, just at a nice slow pace. Good. That's it. You should see how sexy you are when you obey. So fucking hot when you're being a good bitch for your devil. I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but you already know not to come without permission, don't you? You already know your place. You came here prepared. You want to be a good bitch, don't you? You summoned me knowing exactly how much freedom you're going to get. And you knew that was going to be barely any. That's what you want, isn't it? You don't want freedom. You want to be a pet. You want to be my bitch. You want a gold collar binding you to me in a short leash. Very short. You don't want to be far from me, huh? You want to be a devil's pet human? So cute. You're so adorable because you don't even realize what kind of deal you're making. Damning yourself for all of eternity just for a kink. How pathetic. How pretty. If you can make it through this, if you can keep touching yourself exactly how I say, you'll get what you truthfully desire, to be a pet. Doesn't that sound lovely? I can give you everything you have ever wanted. All you have to do is be a good bitch for me, and you're already on the right track, showing me how much potential you have. You're making me so proud already. Such an obedient little thing. So fucking sexy, how well behaved. How naturally submissive you are. You really are a unicorn. You just want to please me and do as you're told, don't you? You want to be called good. You would let me destroy you if I said you were good while I was doing it. Wouldn't you? That is music to my ears. For that, I want you to speed up a little bit. Oh, that's a little too fast. I'm having so much fun playing with you, mortal. It's rare that such a pretty thing decides to willingly give themselves over to a devil. I don't think you know the full meaning behind it, but that's okay. As long as I get to keep playing with you. Such a cute thing. See, normally, we would have to trick the human out of this, out of their own soul. But you? You're special. So much of a whore that you are willing to sell yourself to Asmodeus just so you can be in a constant state of serving and pleasure for the rest of eternity. Well, that's other people's idea of hell. That's your idea of heaven, isn't it? Knowing the rules, being told what to do, being praised when you're good. That's what you want, isn't it? Just a little bitch on a short leash for the devils. Obeying devils and demons, being a free use slut for anyone to use as long as they serve the demon lord Asmodeus. Being a pathetic little bitch really does suit you. I don't think you could be anything else if you even tried. You went out of your way to summon me, just so you could become one for the rest of time. If it wasn't so sad, I would think it's sexy. It's a good thing I get turned on by obedience as well. You are being so very well behaved. So good for me. What a stunning, well-behaved little pet you are. You're going to fit right in if you can make it through this session. And I'm rooting for you, I am. You would be a lovely addition to Lust. Everyone's going to want to put their hands on you, test your holes. You're going to be a commodity, considering it has been years since we had a human willingly sell their soul into servitude. It takes a special kind of slut to want to do that. You are that special kind of slut, aren't you? Having all these dark, perverted fantasies about demons fucking all your holes. Using your body as they see fit with no care about how you feel or if you came. Well, little human, it seems like your fantasies are going to become your reality at this rate. At least with how good you're being for me. For your first week, I might just leave you out in the open with a sign that says use me so that everyone knows what a fucking degenerate you are. It'll get rid of the hesitation and embarrassment you showed earlier when I told you to strip. Once everyone in Lust has seen every inch of you, there's nothing to feel shame about, right? Little bitches don't deserve that kind of privilege. Touch yourself faster now. Yeah, there you go. That's better. I want you to keep getting closer, but again, you're not allowed to come until I give you permission, so... The faster you go, the harder it's gonna be to hold off on coming. To hold off on that orgasm, but I don't care. This is about you proving that you have what it takes to be in Lust. what it takes to be a servant of Asmodeus, and more importantly, what it takes to be my pet human. My sweet little bitch. And you're doing pretty well, I'm not gonna lie. You have me impressed. I would almost say I'm proud. Now go slow. Oh, I know, I'm so mean. Frankly, I don't give a shit. This little display you're putting on is supposed to be for me. It's supposed to show me that you have what it takes to serve Lord Asmodeus as a servant of lust underneath me. If you can't do what I say while you're getting yourself off, I am not going to take you on as my personal bitch and apprentice. I am not risking demotion just for a human. I will be given another human who has already been sentenced to damnation when I return. You are replaceable. It would do you good to remember that while you're touching yourself. Yes, you're being good for me. Yes, you obey. Yes, I find you attractive. But if you don't prove yourself and make me proud, then I'm not taking you on. Remember, this isn't just a little masturbation session. This is a test. You either pass or fail. And you don't want to fail this test because the penalties are so much worse than if you pass, little bitch. This is what you wanted, isn't it? This is exactly what you wanted and you summoned me to do, so I'm giving it to you. Speed up again for me. Good. That's good. You need to learn that your body is a tool for pleasure. As a servant of lust, you are supposed to make other people want you. You are supposed to tempt people to give in to sin. Your sin is lust. Temptation is your domain. Your own pleasure is not what's important. It's about serving, pleasing others, making them give in to their filthiest thoughts. Don't worry. I will teach you more about it if you can orgasm when I tell you to. But you haven't been told yet, though. You do not have permission to come yet. And you are not going to come without permission because you're a good bitch, right? You are a proper slut and you know your place. Knowing that, you need to earn your reward. That coming isn't a right, not for you anymore. Coming is a right when you are a free person, but when you're a servant of lust, coming belongs to Asmodeus. It's a sacred ritual. That's something you're gonna have to understand. Selling yourself also means that you give up whatever I want you to give up. And you are no longer orgasming without my permission. Because you're underneath me, and I'm underneath Asmodeus. So if he tells you not to come, you're not gonna come. If I tell you not to come, you're not going to come. What you are playing with right now, touching yourself, it's only because I wanted to see. Because I wanted you to prove it. I am allowing you this pleasure of touching yourself. You should be fucking grateful. So what do you say? That's what I want to hear. So fucking good. You're doing very well for me, little bitch. You have a lot of potential as a whore, and you are making me proud. Holding off on that orgasm for so long, waiting for that magic word for permission. I'm sure you really want to come, but that's not what you get yet. What you get instead is being told to go faster. Really fucking fast, like you're ready to come. But you better not. Don't disappoint me now. It would be such a shame if my little bitch made it this far, showed so much potential, did so fucking good, only to mess it up at the last second. I do want to make you mine, slut. You've done so well so far. You would make an absolutely wonderful servant of lust. A whore like you that is so willing to give themselves over like this? That's a rare find. A diamond in the rough. It means that you are a one-of-a-kind bitch. Don't fuck it up at the last second because you got greedy. Lust has no place for a selfish slut that comes without permission of their owner. That's it. Such a good bitch for me. I love that you already know your place, that you follow all the instructions I give you. Nothing gets a devil wetter than a submissive human that knows their place is underneath the devil. If I wasn't trapped in the sigil you drew for me, I would have you on your knees, kissing the ground my feet touched, and I know you would do it with the utmost pleasure, wouldn't you? So grateful just to be given the chance to prove yourself useful, willing to sell your soul for a fucking kink. God, you're pathetic. They're gonna love you in hell. Anyone willing to give away everything just to become lust's bitch is sure to get a proper fucking. You're finally gonna feel at home, and you're going to be a good bitch and take whatever every single one of those devils gives you, right? You aren't going to embarrass me and get me demoted right away by saying no. No, of course you're not. You're too much of a degenerate to do that. You are going to love every single second of being my pet human slash apprentice. Maybe in 100 years it'll just be apprentice. Do you want to come, little bitch? Does the whore want to come? All right then, little bitch. Come for me. This is the last part of your test. Coming when I tell you to. If you can do this, if you can make me proud and orgasm when I tell you to, then I'll accept you as my pet human. Come on, you can do it. It's everything you've ever wanted. Come for your devil. Come for your owner. Come for me. Good, good. That's a good little pet. It feels so wonderful to let go and just orgasm, right? I hope you enjoyed it, because that was your last orgasm as a free human. I've decided I'll take you on. You have what it takes. Here's the contract. Sign it. Don't worry about reading it. It's not like that's important. After all, you're willingly selling your soul. How much do you need to read? Wonderful. Now take my hand and off to lust we go.